Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and today I have with me the illustrious, the beautiful, the drop-dead gorgeous, Miss Carmen Weber, who, if you want to know what Carmen looks like, as she so affectionately introduced herself to me upon first meeting this just amazing dynamo. As the illustrious Miss Huxtable stand-in, stunt double, or model for those really tight shots, you know, when you want to get the face. So, anyways, welcome everybody to the call. Welcome, Carmen. You know, and I love to hear the laughter in your voice because I know as when we first met a few months ago, when you started sharing your story, because I think that's what I'd asked right off the bat. Hey, how'd you get started in the weekend? And that laughter as you started to digress in your history over the last decade or so, it just wasn't there. So take us back on a little journey, digress if you will, to what what happened in Carmen's life that led into Nikin?
Wow. Well, Vance, I think you need glasses. This is great. This is wild. Oh, awesome. Yes. Over 10 years ago, I was actively participating in life and full of energy, full of life. Oh, it was just... But one day, I woke up and I felt like I had been run over by a semi-truck. I mean, every joint in my body hurt. It was undescribable. And no energy. I lived unhappy all day long, just to get through the day. And didn't know what was going on. Went to numerous doctor's visits. And I mean, you walk in, and they look at you, and by the outward appearance, it doesn't look like anything's wrong. And so they were very puzzled. They put me through a lot of blood work, just could not come up with any answers. I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do. My realtor, he was in Japan, and she said, I don't know how to do. Just try the water. You know, see what happens.
Well, Carmen, I'm kind of puzzled because how do you go from living a life of vitality, you know, high energy? You were 10 years ago, and this will tell everybody exactly how old you are, which, you know, it's always no secret when you're on a phone call or a conversation with Vance because he just, you know, hey, how much do you weigh and what's your age? You know, we always right up front. I don't care about your weight on this one. How do you go from full of energy? What happened? What derailed your life?
Okay. Well,
I mean, I don't want to spend it, you know, an atrocious amount of time on all the bad stuff.
Okay.
But give folks a perspective of what went south.
Yes. Okay. That's understandable. I thought that every time I had hit the pillow that I was asleep. And I was in a good sleep. And so it makes sense when you ask people, how do you sleep? Oh, I sleep great. You know, I have no problem sleeping. That was me. I mean, I had no problem sleeping. There was just no problem there. Unbeknownst to me, at that time I was newly married, and my husband was had rheumatoid arthritis. And he was... He could not sleep. Every 30, 40 minutes, he was up and down, and up and down, and up and down. And he would get up, sleep for 30 minutes, and he'd get up and walk around for 30, 40 minutes, and then get back to bed. And him getting up and down, I didn't realize how much it was ruining my REM sleep. So I was never getting into that sleep that I needed. And so, like, after about 5 years of that, I used to get... I can't repair myself anymore. And so I really believe that was the big eye opener on that one.
Well, so in other words, what you're saying, it wasn't so much anything that, you know, maybe spurred on in your body, but what was being contributed to you from your bedmate, and that there was unrest over there. And we've seen people during our tenure with Meekin that the husband or the wife or the partner sleeping absolutely fantastic, but the other one, because that one is sleeping great, they're giving off all of their, you know, toxicity and their negativity and all that stuff. And it's, I mean, just disastrously affecting the one who thinks, like you were saying, you thought you were sleeping, but it's completely interrupted.
Yes.
So that obviously starts to wear down the physical body, and as you mentioned, you become quite a fanatic about caffeine, which, you know, can only last so long, and we're seeing that in our culture today with the huge spike in sales of energy drinks, and fortunately, Meekin has a wonderful solution, which is now, a little commercial, a little advertising here, as of yesterday, we all received the email, hopefully, our 10-4 is being modified to be completely USDA certified, and we get 36 in a box instead of 20, a slight price increase, but when I crunched the numbers just quickly in my head, I thought, oh, this is going to be a wonderful solution for common people just like you that need that edge because they're not getting it. But nothing, what we might want to throw in a little disclaimer here, nothing can replace the effects of quality sleep. And, you know, if we're not getting the 6 to 8 hours that our bodies require, don't fool ourselves and think we can, you know, survive on 4 to 5 or whatever and think, you know, life is hunky-dory, because it's not. You'll pay for it quickly. So anyways, not to get too sidetracked here, so that was what was going on. Somebody pops into your life miraculously one day and tells you about Meekin.
Exactly. So I started on the water, and I was drinking that water all day long. I started getting my energy back. At that time, Meekin had just come up with a big 6-inch sleep system, and we had just purchased, I mean, we had been through this, trying to get this man to sleep. And so we had just purchased a little sleep number test. Well, that lasted about 3 weeks, and it ended up in the guest room. And I said, well, definitely, you know, we tried everything else. Let's try one of the sleep tests. That was so awesome. The first night I was on it, I mean, the next morning I was like, I got my life back. It was just awesome. And he started sleeping longer and longer and longer. And so, sleep is just number one. Oh, water.
And, you know, do you remember what the price tag on? This is always curious to me, because I've never invested in our 21 years of marriage. As of yesterday, we've never spent, I don't even know if we've ever bought a mattress. Because I invested right before we got married in that full mattress from Meekin. What did your sleep number bed cost? What did you guys spend in that one?
It was a good $1,600-$1,700.
Oh, okay, $1,600-$1,700, and that was a decade ago. So looking, you know, putting in today's number, you're talking $1,500 to $2,000. And I just shared with a gentleman yesterday, actually, one of my relatives. He said, oh, I got to get a new mattress. I said, hey, let's hold off on that. Okay, let's you know, we can get a piece of plywood and a new Meekin NitroRest topper and throw on top of your bad mattress and turn it into a wonderful mattress. So, was everything overnight? Was it a turnaround overnight for you, Carmen?
It worked for me. My husband, it took a longer 55, but he was one night on that.
Okay, so you had a result or a reaction much like Ursula Dowd over in England, and we saw the biopulsar results, or, you know, the scans, those images of what one night's sleep can do. One night on a basically taking all the energy and the wonderful elements of what God's put out in nature, the magnetics, the far infrared, the negative ions, bring that into our home. Because nobody wants to sleep year-round. I guess there are some people that enjoy that, but most people don't want to sleep outside. So bringing that technology in, like what you did, and Ursula had that experience, and you can see the difference between stress versus wellness. But really, just one night for you, and what was the big thing, other than all of a sudden you got your energy back and you're feeling better, and not having the feeling of being run over by a semi-truck, what else did you notice?
Oh. Wow. What else is there besides energy and joy and, oh, I wanted everyone to be one. It's indescribable, I know.
I love you. And for me to leave you speechless, that's quite an accomplishment on my part. Now, I also know, because when we were chatting about this back in January in Logan, Utah, you had said that it wasn't just you, though, and your husband. There was some other really fun, impactful experiences for the rest of your family. Tell us about those.
Oh, 2012, just shortly after that, my first granddaughter was born, and they didn't know it until right before it was her school term. They found out that she was had spina bifida. And so with spina bifida babies, they're in the womb, the spine is developing. And the cupping over the spine is like a zipper, and it just zips up over the spine. And if there's a hole in that zipper, then it results in spina bifida patients. Now, the higher up the hole in the spine, then the more fatal it is. And fortunately, her opening was down lower. And so consequently, the communication between the brain and the bottom half of the body is there. And so she was born with very, very severe busting, so much so that it was just the bottom of her foot was almost touching her leg. I mean, that was turned in that year. And beautiful baby. Now she's 15 years old. And
wow.
She's amazing. But what was so beautiful about her was at that time she had the Palm Mag, which is now the Power Mag. But we had the Palm Mag, and I would turn that on while she was taking her nap. Oh, of course, was on a pet pad, and when she would take her nap, I would put the Palm Mag, and she would pull it over next to her head and just leave it there. I would put it down on the crib, and she would pull it over to where she wanted it, and she would pull it over to her head, and it was just like I thought it was just so beautiful. She's amazing. Of course, she told us she wasn't going to walk, and she's going to be in a wheelchair the rest of her life. She's never been in a wheelchair, and with her mother's hard work, she's always taking her to therapy and just working with her. But it's the media product, but we weren't even introduced to me, and I've forgotten all about that. That was just...
Well, and for folks who don't have any idea or they're maybe not familiar with spinal bifida, it is an incredible life derailing condition for young people that, and like you said, not able to walk was kind of the forecast for your granddaughter, and that's kind of par for the course. A lot of them end up permanently in wheelchairs. Or braces, similar to post polio, or I've seen some of the, club feet, all kinds of different experiences that, it's just the whole posture of the spine and everything is completely out of alignment. And to be able to correct that. And you said she's 15 today. Any visible signs that it's still there?
Yep, she has, she's worn braces her whole life. She was in cast. She had surgery at 24 hours. She had surgery at 12 months. She was in cast the first 2 years of her life. Now she's in braces. They could break the wall the up to her knees. So yes, there are physical signs. if she loves to take selfies, and if you saw one of her selfies, you would just, she's just a beautiful, beautiful, and the smile on her face is just indescribable.
Well, I think that I'm going to request that if you've got a recent photo, you can get it to me, and I'll get it to Steve, and he can throw it up on the website so people can see. Because what happens is, you know, as you share this right now, there are people going, oh, my goodness, I know so-and-so. Or our family, we know some people at church that their son, I think, was born with that or something similar. You know, whether it's spinal bifida or scoliosis or, you know, just an extreme arch in the back. There's so many things that can be corrected or altered for the good. We're not going to make any medical claims here.
No.
Just sharing stories is all we're doing. However, when we immerse the body into an environment that replicates the energy of the earth, the body will heal itself. It'll fix itself. And we see this time and time again. And I have to take a sidetrack. Breakfast with Dennis Williams yesterday, and as he was sharing the story about Ruth, his wife, her cousin, who last May, and I'm going to get technical here again, and people think I'm going to make medical claims, but I just think the sheer numbers of this experience. Last May, not even a year ago, he was diagnosed with, he's basically dying. They're getting ready for a family reunion later in the summer, and his own daughter, this cousin, his own daughter, called Ruth and said, hey, for the family reunion, we're thinking it may be turned into a family memorial service for my dad because things are just not looking good. It was his prostate. His PSA count was 6,000. Okay, for men, healthy prostate should be 4 or below. So 6,000 is a little high. Yeah, just a wee bit. Anyway,
wow.
The long and short of it, Dennis and Ruth did a major, I guess you could call it an intervention, and took him everything. Drove over 9 hours to get to where he was at. Hooked him up with the whole wellness home. Said, "Look, you're man, this is not good." And if I understand their story correctly, I got to get Ruth on here to share it. But I think that the crux of the matter, within less than 2 months, everything turned around in life. He got energy back. He said the first night, unlike yours, Carmen, his first night on the sleep system was the worst night. He described it as the worst night of my life. But everything started to turn around. You started with the water. He started with everything. And my opinion always is let's get the body hydrated and let's start flushing some of the toxins out, anything that's damaged. And, well, less than 2 months later, he went back to the doc. They ran all the tests again. The doc said, man, you're looking great. And he said, man, I'm feeling great. I'm back up to 165. He put on like 30 pounds. He was withering away to nothing. He said, I'm out mowing the lawn, I'm doing a bunch of other stuff. He said, I just feel like I got my whole life back. And the doc came back in and said, hey, you want to take a guess what your latest PSA count is? And he said, well, I don't know, knowing it was 6,000 before. And he said, take a guess. And he said, well, I don't know, 600? He said, man, you're not very optimistic. You're a man of little faith, don't you think? And he said, well, I don't know. He said, you got the 6 right. He said, 60? And he went, no, try 6. From 6,000 down to 6. And apparently, as of yesterday, when we asked Dennis, because one of the gals at our breakfast said, well, how's he doing today? He said, well, we just talked to him a few days ago, and he's doing fantastic. As a result of that, his daughter joined, and she introduced us to some other people, and they're joining, you know, and on and on and on and on. But I think exactly what you're talking about, Carmen, that happened with your granddaughter, what happened with you, and you said it took your husband a little while. Not everybody's going to have the same time frame, okay? It doesn't work that way. But where are things at today for you physically?
Wow.
Can get into all the business side of things.
I know.
You know, but I think for the sake of time, where are things at for you physically? Because I'm going to guess you in your mid-50s. Am I even close?
Thank you. I just turned 60.
Okay. Well, congratulations for hitting the six-decade mark.
Yes.
And so as a 60-year-old, because you're at the front end, or is that the tail end of the boomers? Maybe not.
Your
age right there at 60, you reckon representing a fairly large, you know, populace of our culture.
Oh, yes.
But that turning point, because I know at 55 they start, you know, AARP starts just inundating you, and you're thinking, yeah, I don't feel that old yet. And I know you don't look that old. But where are things at for you physically?
Physically, it's amazing. I'm a cancer survivor.
We're losing you a little bit on your mouthpiece.
Oh,
there we go. Thank you.
Okay. I'm turning my head here. Okay, I'm a cancer survivor of 4 years, so I am flying. I'm awesome. And I tell everyone, if it wasn't for my NuCan products, that whole year of 8 months of chemo and 2 months of radiation and surgery, I don't know what I would have done. I really don't feel like I would have. I never lost my energy. I never got nauseated. I was on products. I had NuCan around me. I slept with my power mag. NuCan saved my life. Yes. Definitely.
You know, on that note, Carmen, I'm going to do something that I did just last week, you know, kind of spur of the moment here. But I do believe my sponsor, my mom, Char Rogers, is on the phone. And I just shared her story Thursday night at a volleyball game. Our home games for our daughter, she's the captain of our varsity team, and I always am one of the, what they call the line judges. I'm the guy in the corner, you know, with the red flag, and I get to call the balls in or out or, you know, and all that stuff. But I always make a point to meet the down ref and the up ref, and it's usually the down ref that trains or goes over and facilitates everything. And this gal immediately just started talking about all of her physical stuff. You know, facing a hip replacement, had two knees that were, you know, and I went, wow. I said, how are your bones? She said, well, actually, I'm looking into a lot of bone supplements right now. I said, wow, really? And so I just filed that away. And then after the game, I went over and I said, you know, this is the line of business I'm in, the line of work I'm in. I got to tell you about this company that they developed. And I just shared mom's story. And I, you know, even though it's mom's story, I think I can share it with more drama and, you know, pizzazz than she can. And she just looked at me, this gal, her name's Tony, and she said, wow. And I said, Tony, here's a piece of paper. Why don't you write down your email? I'll save you a bunch of time doing a bunch of homework and research, and I'll just send you some stuff that we've got. Because what happened in my mom's life is typical, you know, going from having the bones of a 94-year-old in her late 60s to having not even a trace of osteopenia in just a few months' time. But what I'd like to do, Carmen, because you opened up a whole new realm, because I had totally forgotten. I'd totally forgotten about the cancer thriver, can we put it that way, not a survivor, but a thriver, a victor over it. And if being that I need to actually literally scoot out the door and I don't want to switch over to a cell phone for yet another full day of volleyball, this is the world of. But, Mom, if you wouldn't mind taking over here, and I think there's probably a few more questions that are popping into your mind that maybe Carmen could address on the vitality, and hopefully we won't spend too much time on this, but the vitality and the necessity of having exactly what you described, Carmen, of a wellness home before life throws us a curveball. and we have something drastic. You know, because cancer is not something to play around with. We've got wonderful treatments here in the Western Medical Society, which, I mean, they're just fantastic. However, chemo, radiation, or anything, it will derail the body. And if we don't have it. So, Carmen, I'd like you to talk about that. Mom, I'm going to volley it right over to you, no pun intended, and I'm going to head out the door for a volleyball tournament that commences in about 25 minutes.
Thank you, Van.
Thank you, Carmen. And, Mom, you are on, right? You did HIPSTAR 6, and you're there? Mom? Char? Hello?
I forgot to start.
There we go. Okay. Hey, Carmen, do the listeners a big favor and keep your mouthpiece exactly where it's at, and everybody will be able to hear you just perfectly.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
Great story, Carmen. Oh, my gosh. Great testimony. Wow. How wonderful. I knew of a gal years and years back whose daughter was born with spina bifida, so I was somewhat familiar with that. She had a much lighter case than many, many others, but it was still very, very, very time-consuming for the parents and all in taking care of her. So my heart went out to you immediately when I heard that diagnosis. Yes, I had great results. I was thrilled to listen to Dennis, as Vince was yesterday, and hearing just more of the details around his heart attack and how, you know, all that went through my mind then was, as many of you have heard, was the fact that we have to have these products in hand. It's our first aid kit, right? And when we don't have them, we can suffer as a result of it. As far as the details on what you gave, they were so well covered. Vance just said he disconnected Carmen, so that's why I didn't get a reply back. Now he wants me to three-way her in. Okay. Hold on just a second, guys. I'm not as good at this as he is as far as making it happen really quick, so hold on just a second.
Carmen, this is Carol. Carmen can tell you some of the specifics, too, when she gets back on about the products that really helped her, because she was on a three-way with me about it.
Carmen, go ahead and share what products you use.
Do I have everybody else on the line? Do I still have Carmen?
Well, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. Do I have Carmen on the line with me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Thank you. I would like to hear what products you specifically used when you were doing this.
Awesome. Of course, the sleep system. Of course, the water. But I took about 8 to 10 immunities. a day.
Okay.
I did the immunity, and as soon as I heard that the chemo was going to attack the bones, I started on the bone health pack, and took the bone health pack, just deliciously, and so I had the bone health pack. Of course, I had the greens on, and just made sure that I had the greens on all day long. So I just doubled up on all that bone health pack, green fun. I continued with my multivitamins and my omegas. So I kept on my supplements. I took my supplements into the doctor, and because they were whole food, they just let me go ahead and take them. I was going to take them anyway. I wasn't. So I just really doubled up on my supplements.
Carmen, tell them how when you went to chemo, what you took with you.
Awesome. I my water was mainly my Kinko sheet. I took the Kinko sheet with me. I had my magnetics on, my necklaces, my bracelets, my insoles. I always had my power mag with me. I surrounded myself with the mic.
We have some noise in the background. It's like swishing water. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Maybe somebody can mute their line to make it a little bit clearer. Thank you. You know, realizing that you did a double amount is really important. Taking a single amount is for what it says on the label is for maintenance. That's for healthy people.
Yeah.
And so this was one of the things I didn't take enough of when my bone health was not changing at the very beginning. And Ruth put me on the phone with Dr. Naidoo, and he says, "Sure, you've got to take double the amount." And I go, "Oh, how could I forget that?" You know, I just went on my merry way taking. He said, "Take with the bone part," he said, "or with the lactoferrin and the osteodense," he said, "take one around noon, take one later in the day." He says, "It's more effective not taking it before noon." That was what I was told. And so that's exactly what I did. So you were way ahead of me, and when I upped it to double the amount, it went really fast, the bones. But up until that time, there wasn't a whole lot of change. And so I was concerned, but everything that they had laid out for me in the hospital with the weight bearing and all of that didn't seem to do the trick, was not making any difference. The other thing I found with the bone was the very best thing was jarring the bones. And so I pounded my stairs every day and learned that that was probably part of it was the exercise, but not the exercise they had prescribed, these slow weight bearing exercises. It was the jarring of the bones.
Wow.
So that's one that a lot of times isn't uncovered, and I just, you know, I thank the Lord that came into my life to, you know, show me something so simple, or stand in place and just jump up and down, or jump rope. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do to jar the bones, but that jarring seems to be a part of it too. So any other things that you did outside of that you know, even with exercise or whatever, if you were up to it when you were doing it?
Definitely. I made sure that I at least walked every day.
Yes.
Okay. Kept myself moving. And when you were talking about the bone health pack, after the 8 months, they do the whole body scan to see what level of osteoporosis you're at. That's what their question was.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through this body scan, and they said, they were blown away. They said, "You are normal for a 20-year-old. And that was like, it was so awesome. It was just a testimony to just feeding your body what it needs. It was awesome.
You know, I could interject one other thing, too, for people, just as a caution. When I was diagnosed with the bones of a 94-year-old, I was actually at a health in a health program just finishing it out. and they wanted to throw me in the hospital and start injections on a new drug that was the only one that the doctor knew of that might work because the tests had come back, you know, looking really good. And I was, you know, my first reaction was I'm in a wonderful doctor's care that treats alternatively. And I was ready to think about it. And then I said, you know what, let me give it some thought here. And I called immediately a very close friend of mine that's very, very much into Nican and is a medical doctor. And she says, not on your life, Char. Not, don't do that because a year from now, that's a new drug. A year from now, they can be putting out warnings that it attacks your liver. I mean, your organs, I'm sorry, not specific, but your organs. And she says, I'd rather have you have weak bones than lose an organ. Yeah. And so I said no, and would you believe a year later when I saw this the same doctor, he said, I'm so glad you told me no. He says, it is hard on the organs, and there's a warning out already. It can only be used for a very short period of time. And I said, well, I'm sure glad I had another resource to go to that knows what we were doing. And right. So I thank the Lord for all these pointers along the way because I know he's in control. And I do know that the things that I came across were, you know, changing what I was doing, doubling up. And just like you said, you did right from the beginning and you got the benefit. But always beware when they try and rush into something else. And he thanked me, the doctor thanked me for, my action. And so I felt very blessed, very blessed.
Right.
And to know the products that we have and, you know, what they're capable of doing. But sometimes you just need to take more. Always when you're in a treatment situation. Any other things that come into mind while I was jabbering here?
No, I'm very, very grateful for being on Nican, my cancer wasn't even, the doctor said this is not hereditary, this is stress induced. So, please, take care of ourselves and don't get me into a situation like that.
Does any, would you mind if somebody has a question for you that they could ask?
Not at all.
Okay. If you star 6 and come in, you could ask Carmen a question that might help someone else. Star 6 will open your line so you can ask a question. You did such a thorough job of covering everything.
Hi,
Charles.
This is Molly Chong.
Yes, Molly. Go ahead.
My bone density was working fine with Nican. I started the bone health pack the 06. 07, when Dr. Naidu came to Chicago and talked about it. And after that, then I started the bone health pack. And then almost a year ago, the doctor, I thought he was very good because his previous staff, that one was very good, so I thought I'd go back to the same department. He said that I have two curvatures, the bending of the top end that caused me to have scoliosis, and then the lower end, the lumbar bone area. I did not feel any changes, but then 2 months ago, I started feeling it has to be a spinal cord that bring in all my muscles to my right hip. And so I'm kind of lopsided and have deformity. So, well, I don't know. I talked to Bodhi Kwenny, and he told me to double the dosage of bone health attack. So I did that. But as far as the changes of the location of the vertebrae at the bottom end has no improvement. So what this bone health pack I understood was for bone density. And my bone density was doing fine until I went and get the x-ray check, and I have two curvatures at the top end and the bottom end. So in relation to Charmin, is that how you say your name?
Carmen, uh-huh.
Oh, Carmen, uh-huh. What is the curvature of my spinal column has to do with the bone density?
I have no clue. If that was me, I congratulate you for doubling up on your bone health pack. That's definitely. How long have you been doing that?
More than a year.
More than a year. And you're on the sleep system?
I'm on the sleep system, and I have been within Negan's total wellness.
Wow.
You know, if I remember right, Carmen, that Dr. Naidu said I could up one more on the, especially on the lactoferrin, the delivery system, one of the bone pack a day, but he says beyond that, there's no reason to take any more than that. I think. I didn't have to do that, but I am recalling that that is what he said.
Yeah, so I might also take extra twice a day lactoferrin along with the bone health.
Right. What I'm saying is you could maybe up it one more, and you would see a difference to kick it in, because that is the enhancer to make everything work better in your body. And I'm certain that he told me I could take it to three, but there'd be no reason to take it beyond that, because that's the limit, the extent that it can work, on the body. So you might try, for like 6 months, like I did, because mine showed up within 6 months when I did it. I mean, it was a major jump, a major. I mean, I was almost to the very worst case. They were afraid if I stepped off a curb, I'd crack my back. And
wow.
I wouldn't, he said just the jar of stepping down that much could, crack my back. He said you could actually roll over in bed and break a bone at the condition I was in. And within 6 months, I was completely above the top edge of osteopenia. I mean, out of it, just right.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I jumped to another telephone, so I don't know what happened. Okay, I was, all right, go ahead and talk what you were talking, Joe.
Oh, just that you could take one more of the lactoferrin and see if that made a difference, take it up to three, but he said don't, anything more than that isn't going to make any difference, so he says, don't waste, but a third one, I'm certain, he said, that I did not need it,
But mine changed with just doubling everything,
so,
like Carmen.
What I look for if with triple lactoferrins and double bone health pad. Oh, I also take extra joint because the person, the technician, after the doctor finished his examination with me, and the technician told me I have the vertebral joint shrinking. So,
how many joint are you taking?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, I just upped mine because I have a left knee that's a little bit weak, and it was from injury. And, of course, when you mature, the more sets in. And when I upped it to 6 a day, two, three times a day, with my meals or whatever light I might be having for one of them, I could immediately feel a huge difference.
Oh.
Immediately.
Okay.
So you might try that too.
All right. And let me take it back. I think I started 2 months ago. I took double what's on, 4 and 4 would be 8.
Okay.
So,
you're already doing that then.
So the vertebral joint should be okay. Only very, once in a while I have a twinge of a pain at the sciatic, on the left side of the sciatic. I know that it's related to the spinal column too, because if it is the entrance of the nerve into the spinal column.
Molly, this is Gary. I suggest you ask Dr. Ash that very question.
There
get
you go.
From,
okay, I intend to when she is back this morning. All right.
In about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to be off in time to make that happen. I'll give you extra time to make that happen. Make sure everybody is on the call. Somebody's got the phone number right there handy, I bet. Maybe Rita. Give her a chance. Here, I don't have it memorized, but I've got it in my phone.
Phone number if you need it.
The power call, I have the power call and the... link this for the power call.
Well, let's see if Rita's got it right there, and she'll give it to us if she's available on the line.
4-568-7788. Again, the dial-in number is 646-568-7788. PIN number is 976.
Okay, that broke up.
976-690-439#. PIN number again, 976-690-439#. And it asks you for something else, and then you hit again.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know that she has mentioned one time that the bone doctor, what is the terminology of the bone doctor that has more to do with the spinal column than other area of bones? Do you remember that? What Dr. Asher...
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Did you get Tyler? Yeah.
We had some background noise again. If somebody has to mute, if somebody's talking in the background.
I'm ready to be on the Zoom.
for Dr. S.
Michelle?
Yes.
This is Carol Cosby. I got on a little late, but I did get to the point where Carmen was sharing what she brought in when she did her chemo. Could she kindly repeat the items that she took in with her?
Please.
Great.
Did you get that?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. It was plenty of water, plenty of quinine water, a ginkgo seed, my necklaces, bracelets, the insole. I took green time with me just because I didn't want to get nauseous. Did you just use the enzymes or you put it in the water as you were going through the chemo?
I would put them in water.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes. Just a reminder for people taking joints, especially in any higher quantity, to do the liver also.
Thank you. Yes, the detoxing allows everything else to work more effectively, and so that is very important. I'm a firm believer in cleaning out the system and making sure that it's, everything else that doesn't need to be that's loading it, that can be contaminating the body, is gone. So thank you, Nancy. That was perfect also. And again, you could double up on that when you're doing it too. So that might be could very easily be a key factor in it for you for, what has been going on in your body.
Okay, I'm going to turn off and ready for the next call. So thank you all.
That's right. Let's say thank you, all of you that participated, but especially to Carmen for sharing so much information and giving us so much time. And Vance will be back again next week. You guys make it a healthier week, and just know that we've got the best going on, so it's just finding the answers that we may need to tweak just a little bit to get the results we're looking for stepped up. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.